Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You twerking? Is that what you're doing?
Damn right I am.
Why is it called twerk? Who made up that word?
Because you're working on your tail.
You know, pulling something out of your... That's not bad.
Yeah. It's your tail work. It's your twerk. Twerk, 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 twerk. Shake your tail feather. Twerk, 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 twerk. Anyway.
Hey, if that's all you're doing in your life and making money from it, you need to find a new job.
Oh, good for you. If I could get paid for twerking, buddy, I would be twerking right now.
You better be getting paid good, because when you're a grandma, ain't nobody going to be watching you twerk.
There's people out there that would watch you twerk. There's enough, all right? I guarantee even a grandma could make good money twerking, all right?
Hey, are we going to have, like, a society full of, like, old Instagram models and, like, influencers that, like, don't have any work to do anything later on in life, that are just kind of hanging out? What do we do now? We're old. Should have thought of that. Yeah.
Yeah. What if they make enough, though? They don't need to. If they're wise and they invest it wisely, they're going to be fine. Yeah.
Am I just jealous? Is that what you're saying?
A little bit. I mean, I think we all are a little jealous. Whenever we get mad at influencers like Kim Kardashian, I think it all stems from a little bit of jealousy. Like, I don't want their life. I want their money. Because
here's the thing. Okay, now here's another thought. Do you think more people watch these people because they want to be like them? Or they're jealous, kind of. They just hate them.
I think it's a mix of both. There's some people I think genuinely are like, oh, my God, I love them. This is amazing. Look at this. Look at what they're doing.
How they talk.
Yeah, oh, my God. Look at Kim Kardashian. Oh, my God. There's other people that listen or watch or do that to get angry. They're like, ah, can you believe what they did? That's like usually what I do. Mm-hmm. Whenever I see anything on social media like TikTok, I'm like, this is ridiculous.
But you still watch it.
It still counts as a watch. And then, there's other people that, you know, are just kind of indifferent to it. So, again, I'm not jealous of them. I'm not jealous of who they are. I'm jealous of the money that they have that they can go do and all the things that, you know, like when you don't have a job and you just have a bunch of money and you fly around and do other, like, that sounds fantastic. Like, I don't want to be them because they're garbage people, but if I could have their money, that would be fantastic.
Just like any other job, though, do you think it gets old after a while? You're going to go out and record videos all the time and take pictures in the water and...
Yeah, probably.
You know, after a while.
That just sounds miserable, though, too. Like, for me, like, I mean, every time you go somewhere, you're not even enjoying the moment, because all you're thinking about is, oh, well, I got to take a photo here. I got to find something stupid to do so all my followers could like my video.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Boy.
Sounds awful. So.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm not a famous influencer, Hunter. That's why.
That's the only reason.
I don't like taking photos and video, all right? Otherwise, I'd be huge. I'd be huge.
Huge.
Anyway, I digress. We got to keep moving here. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Please, dear God, pump it.
Would you pump it? Yeah.
Oh, boy, I got a bunch of stuff to talk about this morning. Let's kick off with this. So Nick Cannon, you know that douche?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's finally opening up about the seven kids that he has. The 40-year-old has seven children with four different women. Four of them have been born in the last 9 months. In an interview with Entertainment Tonight, he said he still might have more. One thing he's ruling out, getting married again. Here's what, like, whatever. Okay, obviously the guy's not a fan of condoms, and he's got enough money that he can afford at least to make sure that these seven kids have a good life.
Hey, Nick, wrap up your cannon, would you?
I like it. I wish I had a drum roll. I wish I had a rim shot for that.
Thank you.
He has a daytime talk show called Nick Cannon launching on Monday. Folks, can I say something here?
He's launching something.
Why? What? Nick Cannon is terrible. He's a terrible human being. He's not a good actor. And for some reason, he keeps getting jobs.
Big jobs.
Yeah.
American Idol. Is that what he's on? American Idol?
No, America's Got Talent. He was hosting that, but he's not hosting that anymore. Now he's getting his own daytime talk show. For some reason, people still have him on shows and movies.
Is it Wild and Out back? He was a big part of that.
I think that was his show. It was Nick Cannon's Wild and Out. Like, that was his big thing. I don't understand. Folks, just look up Nick Cannon acting, and you're going to see, like, wait, why is this guy still getting roles?
He does land some big roles.
Dude, he's terrible actor.
I guess I just never really thought about it. He's always just, I don't know. I never really sat down and thought about Nick Cannon and his acting and his career. I guess you're right, though. It's like, it's not anything real special.
No. And for God's sakes, he just...
I mean, this is us talking trash to a guy that's on America's Got Talent.
You know what? No, I would say this wholeheartedly. I am a better actor than Nick Cannon, all right? Go watch Drumline and you'll be like, oh, yeah, this is a garbage actor. He is a garbage actor.
I forgot about that, yeah.
And for some reason, he just keeps getting jobs. I just don't understand. Like, what is
Nick Cannon?
Seven kids. And again, four of them have been born in the last 9 months.
At what point do you just like, you're like, yeah, I should probably stop doing that, you know?
Well, can we step in and say something like, hey, Nick Cannon, stop having kids.
We don't need hoes for the next 55 years. I mean, even longer than that.
He's like trying to make his own wilding out team. Like, you know, if you've ever seen the show, that's what he's trying to do. It's just unbelievable to me. I don't know.
Isn't that exciting for your future, bro? Excited?
No, it's just terrible. He's a garbage actor. He's a garbage human, and I got no problem saying that. Hopefully his kids are better than him. Hopefully. All right. Let's do something that'll cheer us up. How about this?
Cheer us up a little bit. It's Friday. Come on.
Nintendo has made some big announcements. Among them was a new online expansion pack users can buy. Gamers who purchase the plan will have access to Nintendo 64 and Sega Genesis games. Among them include Super Mario 64, Mario Kart 64, Star Fox 64, Sonic the Hedgehog,
top three right there,
and Streets of Rage. The retro expansion pack launches in late October, but an exact date and price have not been announced.
Star Fox. Dude, that was one of the greatest games. It was such a hard game to get when it came out. I remember I had to wait like 3 months to even rent it to try it out. Andross has sent us to take you down. Dude, that was such a great game.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Star Fox 64, one of the best.
I like that a lot of companies, I wish PlayStation would do a barrel roll. I wish PlayStation would get in on that, Sony, because there's a lot of old games, like this old Dukes of Hazzard game I used to play, just even the old like original Call of Duties and stuff.
That's what kind of pisses me off about the PlayStation. I know you're a big PlayStation guy, but you know what? PlayStation, if you're listening, because I know they're big fans of the show. They listen all the time.
Oh, for sure. Sony's got us on.
PlayStation loves the show. You need to make it backwards compatible. You need to open up your library. Stop doing that. What are you doing?
It's a money grab, and hopefully seeing this and what happens with it, it might allow them to do that. But, yeah, I thought for sure the PS5 was going to be backwards compatible. Like, come on.
Why isn't it?
And they did because it's a money grab. Because now I'm going to have to go out and buy it. Instead of just throwing in the old discs that I have, I got to go online and buy the game online and everything.
Or you just got to have the old system.
And see,
I don't want to have five systems on my TV stand.
I have
play all my games.
The PS3 upstairs, and that one is still backwards compatible. But dude, that thing is—it's starting to lag real bad. I mean,
compared to what it is.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully, other gaming distributors will take note from Nintendo. Because the Nintendo Switch now, man, that sounds like the hot item. I mean, like when you can go back and play Star Fox and Sonic the Hedgehog 2 with better graphics, better gameplay. I mean, that's what it's all about, man.
Nintendo understands. Nintendo's out there for the people. They really are, and they always have been, kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, come on. You know what? The cross platform, that's a thing now, which is kind of cool. Which kind of blows my mind that they agreed upon that. So you can have a PlayStation, I can have an Xbox, and we can play each other.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Neat. I'm glad that they're doing that at least.
Yep. No, I agree. So anyway, what do we got? We got Nick Cannon's a piece of trash who keeps having babies, and Nintendo 64 coming into Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
Very exciting. All right, that is your morning dump.
Yahoo!
We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX.